Welcome to The Cooler Ring, a podcast for manufacturing marketers brought to you by Cooler Partners. My name is Jeff White, and joining me today is Carmen Perry. Carmen, how are you doing, sir?
Delighted to be here. And you?
Yeah. No, I'm stoked to be chatting again.
Yeah. Be a good show today, I think.
I think so. You know, this is a relatively unique topic. Well, it's definitely a unique topic when you consider the specifics of how this organization is going to market and doing things.
Yeah, I love what our guest and their company is doing. And I think that just listeners can learn something from it and perhaps take some inspiration from it, because the context within which it operates is something that I think will resonate with an awful lot of manufacturers. They may listen to this and say, we could take something like this on as well.
Yeah, and do something either peripheral or directly related to it. I think it's really cool. But enough of the mystery. We should get into it.
So. I should tell you that you just reminded me. We got this great as an agency. So we run an agency in addition to a podcast, and we got a contact us form filled out just within the last 24 hours from somebody that said that they. Their company regularly turns mysteries into solutions. Jeff, you just reminded me of that. It was one of the absolute most outlandish contact us forms we've ever received. And if the person's listening, I hope that they contact us and mention this podcast.
That would make it even more interesting.
Just absolutely. So, yeah, so we're going to lift the mystery and turn it into a solution, as it turns out.
Absolutely. So joining us today is Ian Antioch. Ian is the marketing coordinator at Northgate. Welcome to the Cooler Ring, Ian.
Thanks, everyone, for having me on. I really appreciate it. Excited to have a good conversation here.
You got some mysteries for us, Ian?
Hopefully I got some mysteries, some answers, and all of the above.
Some solutions.
You're really beginning to second guess your decision to be on this podcast, aren't you, Ian?
I could be, yeah. I could be.
Yeah. Ian, why don't we start by learning a little bit more about Northgate? Would you please maybe tell us a bit more about the organization, what you're all up to there?
Yeah, for sure. Well, Northgate is a packaging supply chain solutions company based in Flint, Michigan. We were founded in 1984, so we have just over 40 years of business here. Right now we have four operating divisions, Jackpak, which is our corrugated die cutting division, packaging solutions, supply chain services, and finally, Be Ready Enrichment Services, which you kind of hinted at earlier. We roughly have about 100 to 200 employees. We include key clients that we have right now are major automotive manufacturers. Northgate recently received a GM Overdrive Award in 2024. And kind of what makes us different is our Be Ready in Enrichment Services and our unique approach to corrugated manufacturing and our capabilities.
Very cool. Well, before we get into the Be Ready thing, which is what we really want to chat about today, tell us about yourself and how you landed there.
Yeah, so I graduated from Michigan State University in 2023 with a media and information degree. And like most of us Metro Detroiters, we landed a position either with a big three in the automotive industry or something to do with the automotive industry. It's kind of hard to avoid it when you live around Detroit. So that's kind of how I ended up at Northgate, a little bit of brief history on my experience and things like that. But yeah, like I said, it's hard to avoid the automotive industry around here.
It's probably one of the, if you are interested in marketing and you're in the Chicago area, I know there's certainly a lot of manufacturers in that space. But if you're in Detroit, I mean, it's known for automotive manufacturing. And honestly, probably careers outside of that are uncommon.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you're either working directly with one, you're either working with a supplier or either, even if it's like something tech focused, it could be to do with software, to do with vehicles, like everything is kind of to do with cars and manufacturing cars around here, which has been, it's honestly pretty cool. As someone who's grown up around it, you've kind of find an interest in cars and automotive, in the automotive industry, which has been kind of a really cool experience as well to work hand in hand with something that you're interested in. That's been good as well.
We are teetering on the knife edge of this just splitting into our enthusiasm about cars and having nothing to do with marketing or frankly even a podcast.
I'm happy to do that too.
I can see where Jeff is going with this. I'm trying to cut this off at the pass. I know where it's going.
Yeah, as the guy who has an uncanny ability for horsepower numbers and other things like that, it's
what people don't know is he also has an uncanny ability to be upside down on a car loan and sell the goddamn thing anyway and then buy another one.
Hey, yeah. I'm not in my 20s like Ian anymore, right? I figured that out. It is not a good idea. Don't do it.
All right. Well, Ian, I want to learn more about this Be Ready program and dive into that because I think there's a lot to learn there. So would you be so kind as to introduce our listeners to what the Be Ready Enrichment Program is. What are you all trying to do there?
Yeah, so Be Ready Enrichment Services was always kind of a thing in Northgate. It just wasn't really formalized until later, I would say probably about 5 or 6 years ago, where it really became formalized into like an actual program. Our founder, Jack Goggins, he was always kind of giving back to the community, giving back to his employees through certain avenues. Like I said, it just wasn't formalized before. And then it was finally, I think around 2020, it was formalized into the Be Ready Enrichment Services. And it's an on-site employee enrichment program where we invest over $125,000 annually into things like dream coaching, financial planning, mentorship, and professional development for our employees. So it's something that kind of, if you ask really anyone at our company, Be Ready is our tangible demonstration of our mission to bless people, which is Northgate's mission. So it's a really good example on how we kind of, you know, bring that mission to life every day, blessing our people, our employees, and everyone around us.
And the way that you introduced that, Ian, I'm just it stands out to me that I bet there's so many manufacturers out there that, you know, have been maybe been around for the 40, 60, 80 years. You know, it's a very common story, particularly in a certain swath of the U.S. And often family manufacturers that are incredibly dedicated to the community that they reside within. And they would say something similar, like, we've always done this, but they haven't had either the courage or the vision, I'm not sure which it is, to actually formalize it into a program. It seems to me that naming it, formalizing it, you probably don't even have to spend more on it than was done before. It's just more about giving it a bit of a voice in some way, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I would say we definitely have to give credit to our owner, Andy, and his wife, Sarah, coming up with the original idea of kind of getting the formalization started. And then he kind of passed the idea off to our then CEO, but now fractional CEO, George Wilkinson, where he kind of formalized the whole Be Ready Enrichment Services, created each division of Ignite, Shift, and Launch. Each of those have different kind of courses and specifications that you do during those, and they tailor to different needs and things like that. So that's kind of one of the main reasons on like you said, how we formalized it. You know, a lot of people do kind of these things like that. They just have trouble, you know, turning it into, you know, that concrete program, you know, and outlining kind of what the employees need.
Yeah, it's like turning a business asset, something that works for employees, that is certainly an asset that's there, but and then turning it into a communication asset as well. I just love this. Jeff, you were going to say something, I think, and I interrupted you.
Not at all. Of those different areas of Be Ready, what do you think has been one of the most transformational for Northgate?
I would say the employee development. We currently have an individual with us where she started as a packer at one of our like our very entry level positions. She's went through you know, different areas of Be Ready to where she is now actually one of the plant managers at our North Star facility of Jackpack. So she plays a huge role, and she was educated and put through our Be Ready Enrichment Services program and totally flourished from all that.
That's a really interesting lens on this challenge of the skills gap and workforce development. Every single manufacturer on the planet is challenged with how do we recruit and retain the best, and and you know, get the horsepower that we need to make this operation run. And I just love the way that you folks have said, yeah, you know what, it's not about always trying to, you know, recruit this mythical unicorn. It's about like working with the talent that we know and appreciate locally and growing them to not just be a better employee, but also be a more productive citizen. As I think about it, like, did you get inspiration from anywhere? Was there another company out there doing something like this? And if not, I guess, how have you thought about messaging it? How have you thought about getting it out there?
Yeah, I don't think there was any inspiration kind of behind it. It was just kind of the core values and the spirit that our owner and original founder embodied. So our current owner, his father, founded the company originally. So they kind of just carried on those values and that spirit and that culture and the family-owned business vibe, where we've been able to, you know, create this organization and this service for our employees and our community that is, you know, extremely beneficial to everyone around here. Like, I kind of like to say our mission could literally be anything. It could have to do with boxes. It could have to do with anything. Our owner and our leadership team could have chose, you know, something in towards, you know, profitability or things like that, but they chose to bless people and to bless our customers, to bless our employees and everyone around us in our community. So that's kind of what, in my short experience here in 2 years, about how people-centered and culture-oriented everyone here is. And like I said, it's been a family business and it still is, and everyone treats each other like family.
Was this part of your understanding of what Northgate was about when you joined? Like, what were you aware of this in the community more broadly, or did you learn of it as you got there? And if not, have you been focused on leveraging this as an idea for advancing the communication about Northgate more broadly?
Yeah, for sure. It wasn't something that I directly knew about. I knew about Northgate's involvement in the community, but not necessarily the division of Be Ready itself. That's something that I kind of learned as I kind of got more involved. And that's kind of because of a few reasons. There was not necessarily a direct marketing person prior to me. There was a little bit of a gap between the previous one and me. So things kind of had slowed down for what type of marketing content Northgate was pushing out. So there was a small gap between there. So we had to fill those. And that's kind of how I learned about it, and how we kind of leverage it now is, you know, we leverage our mission, the things that we're doing as a chance to, you know, kind of market ourselves and market that program to other partners so we can get, you know, other people involved in it as well.
That's raises an interesting question. How do you think about the balance in your communications and your marketing efforts? I'm assuming there's a lot of the marketing that is obviously a little bit more obviously related to the output that the business does and the and what you produce for your customers. So, have you as the marketer thought about the balance between promoting Be Ready and culture and things of that sort versus promotion of capabilities, et cetera?
Yeah, it's definitely kind of hard to balance because there's so many great things going on at Be Ready and things that we're doing in that avenue of Northgate that I want to share. I also can't let that get everything that we share because we are still a manufacturing company, like you said, and I do want to share our great boxes, our machines and things like that, our capabilities, and push more kind of sales-oriented content as well. So it's kind of hard to balance both of them, but that's something, you know, as I've been finding in the infancy of my career, is balancing both of those and kind of also using them to complement each other. Like I kind of mentioned the individual story earlier, she was someone who went through Be Ready, but now is also a huge part of our manufacturing process in our North Star facility. So it kind of ties in the manufacturing work there, but also the really cool story from Be Ready and the development there.
How are you leveraging those stories? Like, how are you getting it out? Are you using video? Is it like, what are the channels that you're considering when you're promoting this program and the people who are helping to build Northgate as a result of their involvement in it?
So I can start kind of internally. Ever since I started here, we created a kind of an internal newsletter. One of the things, the gaps we wanted to fill, was internal communication. So we wanted to share stories within Northgate and kind of spread that family values and kind of family business vibe that we wanted to create. So that's kind of one of the initiatives that we started when I arrived here. Second, externally, we do lots of videos, we do lots of photos. We're leveraging LinkedIn and Facebook for both of those as well. So I'm doing another one of the large projects that I worked on here was a Be Ready video. This was kind of a short to mid format, 3 to 5 minute video showcasing our services, our partners. It involved some participants in the service or in Be Ready and things like that. So we want to do, highlight our partners, highlight people that are using it, and highlight people that are kind of running it as well. So that was a major project as well that we did. And like I said, kind of just video, photo, text, graphics, pull quotes from employees that have been through the program. That's one thing we like to do. We like to showcase our partnerships, whether, if someone is on site, we photograph the events there, maybe get some experiences from the employees or individuals that are participating in those, and then also get the perspective of our partners as well and highlight, what the impact on them is. Like, for example, when we bring in like the Secretary of State on site and we hold an event there, that's a really huge thing for them too. They get a lot of people, checked off their list who need to complete vital tasks that they may not be able to because they're at work during the hours that this is open, and they can't get an appointment, or they don't have transportation, and they're not able to get to the Secretary of State to maybe renew their license or something like that. So those are all kind of the ways we're utilizing how to market it.
I don't know. It feels to me like it's just a real life nature to what we're dealing with here. And so much of what we deal with in marketing can be a little bit of, it's all in your head. It's above the shoulders mustard, acidic mustard, to try to bring Wolf of Wall Street into it without saying the full quote. But whereas, like, this is talking about, okay, what are the re what is it, what's the, what are the realities that people are dealing with outside of the workplace? And we actually, rather than try to divorce the workplace from those realities, we're trying to bring them in. Like, we're being open about the fact that this is real, and this is something that people are navigating. We're not trying to wallpaper over it. There's a certain realness to it that I can't help but think that it humanizes Northgate to a level with their employees that may not otherwise be achievable.
Yeah, that's one thing that I noted. At a lot of super large companies, you may, these relationships just simply don't feel possible with, within your company. And that's kind of one of the things I really value at Northgate, is kind of the intimacy that you can get with your coworkers and all the people around here in the company, in your leadership team, and all of those the great people that you work with. That's one of the most important things that I value here, for sure.
I wonder, one of the things that causes me to question things as marketers a little bit is just that I think sometimes as marketers, we're asked to communicate things that are difficult to communicate, or we find challenging to try to get across. What part of the Be Ready program do you think, what part of the benefit of it do you think is the toughest thing to communicate externally?
A good question. The toughest thing to communicate externally is maybe the impact. You have to understand kind of a lot of the scenarios that our community is faced to understand kind of the impact of some of the things that we're kind of doing here. Like I said, bringing those facilities on site, it could be life-changing to some people because they're able to, do something important as that. Another example of a facility event that we had, whereas we had a health fair where people were able to find out kind of vital information on health, where they were able to get like blood pressure screenings, A1C, and things like that. And there were actually a good amount of people who were either referred to go to the doctors almost immediately because they had an issue that they were not able to find out about. And they were because we were able to bring this service on site. So when you think about communicating this, like, it is quite literally life-changing situations that are happening at the certain services that we are able to provide.
Yeah, I'm reminded earlier in this show when we were getting you to introduce the program and you talked about the dollars spent on the program. Basically, you highlighted the input because it's the thing that business people more readily understand. We could all, oh, okay, you're spending X amount to do Y. But I hear exactly what you're saying. I'm my mind's spinning because I'm like, the dollar amount that you mentioned pales in comparison to the impact that you just articulated. And that's got to be so hard to try to get across in their attention-starved world, you know?
Yeah, definitely. It's been something that we have to kind of nail down there to that, you know, literal life-changing impact that some of these services are able to have on people. But like I said, it is directly a reflection of our mission and our leadership and our ownership and them putting that trust in us to execute the mission of blessing people, which is kind of, you know, what we're here for.
Yeah, what a gift of a challenge. I think a lot of people would really love to have that type of a challenge to try to communicate. It's better than that. Please talk about these three features and benefits that nobody gives a rat's ass about.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that's kind of one of the unique things about Northgate as well, is that mission kind of gives us character where, you know, some companies may have like generic missions, which also then proposes a challenging task on the marketer to, you know, how do I market this generic mission that has no character behind it, you know, like that, or not necessarily any meaning. So the fact that our mission means so much to us and is the way we kind of live and work every day makes it significantly easier to translate that into marketing.
Yeah, man, significantly harder to live into as an organization and significantly easier to talk about as a result.
Oh, but man, how many mission statements are just vapid, empty promises? And in this case, we're talking about, it's almost like, you wish organizations would spend more time developing programs that truly benefit their people, their customers, whomever, and then base how they talk about their purpose and mission and values on that, rather than developing an empty purpose and vision mission statement that, you know, is something that you have to live into that you'll never be able to actually live up to, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. And that's something that we're definitely proud of, and in we're proud of the challenge that it presents as well. Like you said, it's a huge challenge to kind of fulfill it, but also, you know, something easy that we can, you know, translate since we are, you know, so dedicated to it.
I love it too, because it, you know, Ian, what you need to know is that one of my defining characteristics as a human being is that I'm entirely cynical about almost everything. I think when you look at you know, frankly, when I read the mission statement, if I were to read your mission statement and not know about the Be Ready program, I would be the absolute first one on the planet to be rolling my eyes and calling BS on it and saying how vague it is and on and on and on. And then I look at the proof point that's brought forward by Be Ready, and it knocks that right on its head. I just, you know, a lot of people should spend a lot less time trying to wordsmith their mission statement and a lot more time trying to live into it like you all have.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, that's 100% something that we take great pride in, being able to lean into it as much as we have. And the support from our leadership team and our ownership, being able to dedicate and being able to have the opportunity to be that people and culture centric is a really awesome opportunity.
Absolutely. You know, I want to wrap this show up by getting your advice, because anytime that we have somebody on the show that's of a somewhat younger vintage than I don't want to age myself, but somebody that's maybe been a little bit more recently has seen the inside of a university than I have or what have you, I always like to ask, what advice do you want to give people that are just starting their careers? Because frankly, I think your advice is a little bit more useful than mine. So, what advice would you give to somebody that's kind of sitting in your chair, but 3 years ago or 3 years from now?
manufacturing companies have incredible stories to tell. They've just not always had someone who's willing to tell them. So if you're willing to learn the industry, kind of earn the trust of the leadership team and build things intentionally, there's a lot of kind of room you have to kind of be creative in this space. That's not always kind of thought of that way.
You're wise beyond your years, Ian.
yeah, absolutely.
Not to sound like a granddad, because I'm not. But yeah, yes. That
coming soon, probably.
Oh, geez, don't. but no, seriously, there's a wisdom in that that is not common, and I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no problem. I'm really glad to kind of be in an industry like this where I had to do a significant amount of research on the product and on the industry before I was able to even begin marketing it because of how complex it is and the uniqueness of it. So that was definitely one of the roadblocks that I had. But like I said, there's awesome stories that you can tell and super interesting things and aspects to the business and manufacturing as a whole. You just kind of have to kind of find your way.
Exceptional. Ian, wonderful to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you.